Hi everyone, I'm Allie Grayman. I'm an OCD recovery coach. On this channel, we talk about how to fully recover from OCD. Full recovery is absolutely possible. I recovered, my clients recovered, and you can recover too. Let's talk about why your OCD themes are switching from one to another. When you start to do recovery work and you really push through on disregarding, I hope you're doing time tracking. When you start to do all that, your OCD cannot get the same amount of energy out of you. You're not doing the same number of compulsions. You're not ruminating the same amount. And it tries to get that same power up that it had from you before. How does it do that? By switching themes. So in this case, if your themes are switching, it means that you're doing the right things. It's not getting the power up from you, which means it's becoming weaker. Another reason why your themes might be switching, and this one is not so good, is when your priorities change in life. So for example, let's say you had a relationship OCD. Then you had a baby. Now your OCD moves to your baby. Then you became very religious. Now your OCD moves to religion. As priorities shift, your OCD shifts with them because it always attacks what the most important thing is to you. In this way, this does not reflect your stage of recovery or anything like that. This is just because of life, your themes are switching. Another way, which is also not good, is if you have ruminated or done so many compulsions on your theme number one that the brain just exhausted that theme to the point where there is for sure nothing to gain from it, and then just moves on to theme number two. I very rarely see that, but I do see it from time to time. Most of the time, again, well, maybe that's because my clients are doing well, but most of the time I see it that as the person starts to do good recovery work, OCD starts to shift. And I had a lot of questions in the comments asking, what does Allie mean by recovery work? Recovery work, what I mean by recovery work with the Grayman method is we're tracking, we're reducing, we're pushing forward on getting all of the behaviors down to zero. They have to be down to zero. Rumination, compulsion, avoidances, all of that needs to go down to zero, which means that every day you have to be focused on reducing from previous day. That's the Grayman method. I'm telling you, it works, but it works only when you do the work. If you're doing the work once a day, that's a drop in the bucket. You're doing your 1 hour exposure or whatever. It's nothing because you're ruminating all day, you're doing compulsions all day. So you have to be continuously reducing. Once you start to continuously reduce everything and really attack OCD, you will start to see this theme switching. So if that's happening to you, that's actually a good thing and it shows that OCD is losing power. But if you are seeing that you're stuck on one specific thought, it's not moving from it, so it's kind of stuck on the theme, stuck on a specific thought, it means that you're still powering it up, which is what we talk about in sessions with clients, is we identify areas where they're powering it up and also working on reducing those. Thank you so much for watching. I'll be back tomorrow with another video. Subscribe if you haven't. As always, if you would like to do one-on-one recovery program with me, all the information is on youhaveocd.com. You can start the program, or if you just want to book a talk and go over your situation, that option for one session is available as well. I'll see you tomorrow.